Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 31, Johannesburg 28 en Polokwane 29 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek blus die rekening Kreste op Beijondeer Rylaan, verkeersligte buitewerking op Judges Lane.
In your sport, it's men's semi-final day at the Australian Open. Novak Djokovic has just gotten underway against Alexander Zverev, and the Paul Royals extend their lead atop the SA20 standings after beating Durban's Supergiants at Kingsmead.
Ons begin met die omstrede wetsontwerp oor grondonteiening wat gister deur president Cyril Ramaphosa afgeteken is as wet. Dit sit uiteen hoe staatsinstellings weens verskeie redes grond in openbare belang mag onteien. Dit vervang die onteieningswet van 1975. Cliff Shiku verduidelik die stipulasies.
In terms of this law, an expropriating authority may not expropriate property arbitrarily or for a purpose other than a public purpose or in the public interest. Expropriation may not be exercised unless the expropriating authority has without success attempted to reach an agreement with the owner or the holder of a right in property for the acquisition thereof on reasonable terms. An expropriating authority is therefore obliged to enter into negotiations with the owner of a property required for such purposes. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Maar verskeie partye en organisasies het reeds aangedui dat hulle die wetgewing in die hof gaan betwis. Dit sluit in die ANC se meerderheidsvernoot en die regering van nasionale eenheid, die DA. Die party se Willie Oukamp sê hulle regspan berei voor.
Terwyl die DA erken dat die grondwet voorsiening maak vir regstellings en restitusiehandelinge, insluitend grondhervorming, het ons ernstige bedenkinge oor die prosedure sowel as die belangrike substantiewe aspekte van hierdie wetsontwerp.
Meer hieroor by Jack Rander, fm.com, klik op News. Die minister van minerale hulpbronne, Kwedi Mantashe, sê Petro SA het nou ingegryp om lugvaartbrandstof te verskaf en te verseker daar is nie 'n totale ineenstorting van verskaffing by lughawens nie. Daar was 'n tekort by OR Tambo vroeër die maand na 'n brand by die nasionale raffinaderye se aanleg.
It is given space to do business in small airports, two of them, East London and George. And there's no shortage of jet fuel there. Now it must redirect some of that fuel to inland major airports that are supplied by somebody else because there's an accident. We should actually have equity.
In Amerika het die federale regter die uitvoerende bevel wat deur president Donald Trump onderteken is om geboortereg burgerskap te beëindig, tydelik gestaak en dit beskryf as brutaal ongrondwettelik. Trump het in sy uitvoerende bevel Amerikaanse agentskappe opdrag gegee om nie kinders wat in Amerika gebore is, burgerskap te gee as die pa of ma nie Amerikaanse burgers is of permanente verblyfreg het nie. Trump sê hy sal die hof se beslissing uitdaag. Terug by die huis, warm begin van die naweek met enkele buie en donderbuie oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria op na 31, Johannesburg 28, Mbombela 30 en Malagleni en Polokwane 29, Rustenburg 33. As jy reis Kaapstad op na 26, Klaibega 27, Durban 30, Bloemfontein 34. Ek skryf dit Suza the top story at this hour, legal action on the way after the president signed the expropriation bill into law.
Wake up with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
You may be price checking everything, but there are certain things you don't care.
Rusks.
Is it?
Oh, you put like a cranberry in new rusks. I'm buying it.
You know what I've found about rusks?
Mm-hmm.
Here's an observation for you. The moment they take it out of the box and just sell it to you in a sleeve.
Yes.
Quadruple.
Yes. I know.
Price.
Yes. You buy it.
The box is like a price barrier, isn't it? It blocks the price. You take it out of the box, you just sell it.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
Yo! Good morning, how's it? Welcome to a Friday morning. Hands up, who's happy it's a Friday?
Martin, it is pay weekend in January. January pay.